could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Tippi Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jocelyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Hello there, this is Lynn Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to take your training questions, your behavior questions, your comments, and your stories at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney at CRN, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator. You won't find anything better. I guarantee it. I use it on everything. And it will take out skunk odor as well. That tells you enough in itself. But you can only order it on their website, SCOE10X.com, S-C-O-E number 10X.com. Don't forget, coming up September 30th, 2026, it is a trip through Colette Tours to Italy with me. Give them a call for some information at 800-581-8942. The reference number is 1382-009, and see you in Italy. And also, Good Pets food supplements and treats, giving your dog a healthier life. Enter the promo code PETS in the box and save 10% at goodpetsfoods.com. This is Talkin' Pets.
Listening to Talking Pets with my favorite fella, John Patch.
Thank you, Linda. And this is Talking Pets. Once again, I am John Patch.
Jalyn Sidlow.
Lexi Adams.
And don't forget, you'll speak with Sydney when you call in at 818-818-6401. You can watch us on Facebook Live at Talking Pets Radio. You can also listen on pound 250 on your smartphone. At Alexa, CRN4, tune in, and TalkinPets.com. On the website, just click Listen Live, and you can listen there as well. So you've got many options. Jilly!
Yes, darling.
Welcome back to the show in person.
Yes, been over 3 years.
Yeah, my God.
Even though I'm on every month, but I'm on from the living room of my cabin in Roan Mountain.
Which is kind of cool.
It's very cool. I love it.
You're like the only one, like, yeah, of all the show people that are on Talking Pets that are doing it from their own living room.
Yeah. Miss Remote here.
Yeah, Tennessee. So now you drove down in person for the new year, live here. Yeah. And we're ready to talk to people. So 818-818-6401, by the way, happy birthday.
Thank you.
You did something exciting for your birthday?
I did.
Which was New Year's Day.
New Year's Day. New Year's Eve, I went out to my favorite Italian restaurant in South Tampa with my best friend. And then we came home and rang in the New Year drinking fabulous French champagne. And we're in bed shortly after midnight. And then on my birthday, the actual first, she had gotten us tickets for the traveling theater group, which is the Edgar Allan Poe exhibit.
Oh, cool.
And it goes to major cities. It's only there for 3 days every time. It's wonderful. And you pay for this whole incredible, very gothic experience. Each act has a different cocktail. So be careful if you're driving, but it's wonderful. And it was very exciting to see it. I loved doing it.
So, yeah. Lexi, what did you do on New Year's Eve?
I just hung out with my family.
So you were home with the kids and...
No, well, with one of the kids. The one kid stayed at his friend's house. They had fireworks. I didn't.
Which one was that, Carson?
We had
Carson.
Sparklers. I forgot to add that. We did do sparklers. And poopin' dogs. I love poopin' dogs.
So I lit the candle, if you're watching this on Facebook Live, for Jilly's birthday. And if you want to know why there's only one candle, mainly because it's all I had. But two, it's because you're number one.
Awesome. So, oh, I love you, John.
But we have this intro for you here.
Okay. And this one's for you, Jilly.
Okay, bye.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jelly. Happy birthday to you.
Everybody now.
There you go.
Happy birthday, dear Jilly. Happy birthday to you.
That's so much. That's so cool.
Happy birthday.
I love you.
Love you, too. And it's cool to have you in person today, and because you do the show at least once a month.
I do.
From Tennessee.
Yes, I do.
But we have you set up there, so you sound good when you're there. And you sound even better when you're here.
Aw.
And you look even better when you're here.
Thank you.
So, yeah, I've got two of
my... I only get nervous, though, when it's inclement weather because of where I live on the side of a mountain. It's notorious for... trees coming down over wires and things like that.
That's so the country.
I think that happened once since I've been up there in the 3.5 years. And I had to get in my truck, drive down to the mountain to get Wi-Fi off of Dollar General so I could call you and said, I just lost electricity and I have no idea when it's going to come back on. Then you go home and you light your wood-burning stove and, you know, it sucks that my dog doesn't have prehensile thumbs because he can't play cards with me. But
I'll tell you, my niece bought a new home, and she got a home up in what we call Wesley Chapel in this area of the country, and all of the electric wires and everything is underground, which looks so much better, and in terms of like hurricanes or anything like that, it's such a smart move.
Yeah.
Why we haven't done that, more newer neighborhoods do that now. Mm-hmm. But the older neighborhoods, like what I'm in, we still have our telephone poles, and they seem to always have problems.
Yes, they do.
You know, all the time, but they still don't do anything about it. And, you know, then, you know, animals and pets end up getting electrocuted because the lines come down and they don't, you know, some people don't know better, but, your dogs and cats don't know. They'll go right up and grab it in their mouth if they want to. And
I've been walking on the trails because I put trails through my property because I've got a few acres up there, and... when you start hearing those trees crack, you better get out of the way.
You know, I just looked at your birthday cake, and it was like, it's funny because the candle was going right down into the icing, and I was like, and I looked at, oh, it's still lit. She didn't blow it out yet. Did you make a wish?
I did.
Good. Okay.
It was a wish that I want to be back in my mountain home as fast as possible.
Nice.
Well, that's not going to come true now.
Yeah, you're not supposed to tell your wish. Well, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. We want to talk to you. Happy New Year, everybody. 818-818-6401. You know, and when you go onto our Facebook Live, you'll see the number one Darla there. She's there to fill you in. Love you, Darla. Happy New Year. She's telling us the update on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers game.
Oh, are they losing? I'm sure they are.
No, they're actually winning 10-0.
They're not going to make it anyway against the
Panthers. So
that won't last.
Atlanta wins, they're out anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Well, true. Well, once again, pick up the phone. Give us a call. We want to talk pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalen Sidlow.
I'm Lexi Adams.
This is, of course, Talkin' Pets, and the number again is 818-818-6401. So pick up the phone, give us a call, and let us talk about your pets. Happy New Year, everyone. We hope that 2026 is better than all the years past, especially last year.
Yes.
This is Talkin' Pets. Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here. Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X, and that's SCOE 10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com. ItalianRescue.com.
A Christmas miracle occurred on Christmas Eve at the Santa Fe Animal Shelter. A family dropped off a $100,000 check to help the shelter continue to provide care for the animals in need. So on Christmas Eve, I was in our animal rescue building and I overheard someone say, "Hey, we have a donation that we want to give to you." I walked over, introduced myself, and I asked how much the donation was for, and they said $100,000. Lex Gowans, Associate Director of Marketing and Communications at the Santa Fe Animal Shelter, recalled. Gowans said the shelter had just wrapped up its end-of-the-year campaign at midnight and fell just shy of its $900,000 goal. Then, to the shelter's surprise, a $100,000 donation came through. You could just feel the palpable energy in everyone that was in the room. And we're like, "Are you sure? Are you kidding? Is this for real?" And they're like, "Yep, here's a $100,000 check that you can go and cash right away." And so they were longtime supporters of Santa Fe Animal Shelter, but were able to give us this gift for the first time, which was really special for them and super special for us. The shelter plans to have the family tour the facility to see where their donation helped. Next year, the shelter is increasing its fundraising goal to $1 million. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and if there are miracles, that was definitely one. Could you imagine? Yeah, $100,000 that a family donates. Yeah. You know, that's amazing.
I'd love to be able to do something that like that, so you maybe
and me both.
Someday.
Yeah, I mean, if I win the lottery, I already have planned out a whole bunch of charities and everything. But, yeah, I didn't win that $1 billion that somebody else did.
Although, I didn't check my ticket from my birthday night, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, you never know. I always say if you don't play, you don't have a chance
exactly.
to win. So you got to play something, even if it's one ticket.
Yeah.
I mean, because some people win under one ticket, so you just never know. You could change, your life, but as well as a bunch of other people's lives and your pets and animals around the world. So
yes.
818-818-6401. That is the number, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call if you've got a question. We're going to go out to Leba in Connecticut, in Greenwich, Connecticut, WGCH. Hey, Leba, how you doing?
Not too well. I'm still missing my cat.
No. I know, that's hard.
I've been grieving a lot. It's hard to get over him. It's really hard. I don't know how to cope with it. And I'm not sure, you see, I used to have allergies towards cats and I didn't with him, so I'm thinking if maybe I should have another one, I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, you've got to decide when it's right for you, Leva, and if you feel like it's the right time, then I would do it. And you just got to look at it, too, that you're not replacing your other cat.
Right.
You're saving another cat's life by bringing them in to your home. And that's a good thing. I mean, this way, they're not euthanized, or, they're not going to go to somebody who would do something bad to them. They're going to go to a great woman, which is you. And this way you give a cat a home.
I keep seeing him staring at me, which he did a lot. And that's hard to get over because when I sit on my bed, he's always there. And I don't see him anymore. I don't have anything to remind me except his toy. and a scratch mark on my box and his whisker. One of his whiskers fell out and it was on the rug and I saved it. So,
well, I mean, other than having like a clone done of your cat, but you know, I don't, you know,
it doesn't turn out the same.
No. But a lot of people seem to be doing that, famous people or people with money, but not something I recommend. I just, like I said, I recommend, Leva, if you're struggling with the loss of your original cat, don't ever doubt yourself that, you know, you're replacing that cat, because what you're doing, like I said, is saving a life and you're adopting a new cat. Mm-hmm. And then you start new memories with that cat.
Right.
You're never going to replace the memories. I mean, I've got three rescues with me now and I've created all these memories going on with these guys, but I never forget my other cats. I never, especially Rainy. I still have, you know, pictures mm-hmm. around the house on her and one right behind me here in the studio. And I'll never forget them. They'll never be out of my head or out of my memories. But, you know, but I've created some new memories and some good times and everything with my three cats now, my three rescues.
So I was thinking, like, if I had a cat again, it would remind me of what Kiki did. Like scratching boxes and going to the, you know, the food bowl and
well, there's
going to the bathroom and certainly
there's going to be similarities. You're going to say, oh, you know, Kiki did that and Kiki did this, and that's never going to go away. I still like refer to my shadow as Rainy because Shadow follows me everywhere. She stares at me constantly. And Rainy used to do that, my cat Rainy, and she was a tuxedo cat, and like my best friend, basically. And Shadow kind of took that spot now in terms of like filling that void for me. So it helped me, but I'm never going to forget Rainy or Snowy. Those were my last two cats. And with everybody that's listening around the country right now, they're never going to forget their pets that have passed, or they're always going to be a memory there and a good memory. So don't ever look down and say, oh, you know, am I replacing Kiki? Am I making a mistake? You're not. I mean,
so how do I get rid of the grief itself? When is it going to go away?
In time. I mean, just with everything else in time, just like losing family members, which your cat was a family member, it takes time. And the grieving, it's natural. You'll go through it. You'll go through anger as well. That's part of it. But the thing is that you know, when you're ready, I would adopt another cat because you'll create really good memories with this new cat.
Yes, definitely.
Well,
I'm so sad. I was in the hospital last weekend, so I tried to get you there, but I couldn't. I was on Christmas Day.
I hope you're okay.
I'm doing a lot better.
Good, good. Well, it's good to hear from you, and Happy New Year. And when you're ready, I want to hear from you and say, I got a new kitty.
Yes, definitely.
All right. Sounds good. Keep listening, Leva. We love you.
I love you, too.
All right. You take care. Give your family a Happy New Year from me.
Sure. And happy birthday, Julie.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Well, once again, we've got to go to a break, but that's Leva in Greenwich, Connecticut. And if you have a comment or anything about Leva's situation, you're welcome to call in and give some advice on that as well. 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125. Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Mohonan County, Ohio. A senior dog has finally been adopted after spending the majority of his life at the Animal Charity of Ohio shelter. The 9-year-old dog named Onyx was taken in at the shelter back in 2018 when he was only 2 years old. Onyx endeared himself with the shelter staff and volunteers, but the perfect adopter was not found until this December. Onyx's new family learned about the longtime shelter resident after seeing him on social media. As it turned out, they were a perfect match, and it was love at first sight. Though the people who knew and loved Onyx will miss him, they know that his life will only improve as he gets to enjoy the comforts of a real home with a family of his own. There were tears and cheers when Onyx made his way over the red carpet and out the shelter facility, leaving his home of the past 7 years to embark on his grand new adventure as a treasured companion. Enjoy your new life, Onyx, and kiddos, kudos to the people who have opened their heart to you, giving you a chance you deserve. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
CDC, FDA, and state officials are investigating a multi-state outbreak of Salmonella telecuber infections, with evidence strongly pointing to raw oysters as the source. As of December 23, 2025, 64 cases have been reported across 22 states, with illnesses occurring between June 21st and November 28, 2025. Of 44 patients with available data, 20 were hospitalized, and no deaths have been reported. The actual number of cases is likely higher due to underreporting and reporting delays. Among those interviewed, 74% reported eating raw oysters, far exceeding the 1.6% reported in general population, strongly linking raw oysters to the outbreak. Laboratory analysis using whole genome sequences shows the infections are genetically closely related, suggesting a common food source. No antibiotic resistance was detected in most samples. Public health advice: raw oysters can carry harmful bacteria year-round. Cooking oysters thoroughly reduces the risk of illness. And topping, like hot sauce, for instance, will not kill the bacteria. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch. So I wanted to say one thing about this song. It was the oddest thing is that I actually found something. I was going through old paperwork and a letter from one of my nurses that said during my one operation, they were playing this song, Feel the Reaper, during my operation. And then all of a sudden, I realized it's on the show today, which I thought that was like very, very odd.
Yep.
So I hope the Reaper's not coming for me. But other than that, I am fixing the Facebook thing because people weren't getting certain audio, but it is being fixed. So I wanted to make a comment off the air. Lexi, you had said something about grieving and losing.
Oh.
And maybe you can give that to Darla and just, you
Leva.
Know. Or I'm sorry. Yeah, to Leva.
With grieving, I've learned a lot this past year, losing some important people in my life, and it doesn't ever really go away, that pain. Even when you think about it, it still hurts, but you just kind of learn to live with it, and it gets easier to live with and manage and deal with that pain. But that pain doesn't actually ever go away. But that pain is love, and it reminds you that you love them and that they were there in your life. I feel like it would probably be a bad thing if you didn't feel pain missing somebody than the other way around. I'd rather have that pain missing them because that lets me know that I did get to love them as well.
Oh. I spend a lot of time talking with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially when I'm hiking and everything, and I'm just having big, long, drawn-out conversations with them, and it makes me feel closer to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it helps. I mean, yeah. I do that with my sister. You know, I many times I talk to her. You know, it's going on 4 years next month that she passed from cancer, and I can't believe it's already 4 years.
I know. Either.
And, but it's still hard. I mean, you still deal with the loss, whether it's a human or an animal. It never goes away. But it does get better. And I mean better in the terms of that you just cope with it.
Right.
You accept it. And the thing is the day you're born is the day you're dying also. So eventually that's going to come. Nobody lives forever. So
I wouldn't want to.
Yeah, I don't think I would either. But on that note,
let the games begin.
So this is Name That Animal Sound. And if you can name this creature's sound, what makes this sound, we're going to set you up at a prize. You can go with SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator. You could go with dog treats from Good Pets Foods. We'll send a couple of them out to you. Also, we have the book Pets, Pets, Pets from Chicken Soup for the Soul. We have a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood, a collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets. And also from Silly Beads by Kayla, we have a keychain for a coffee dog mom. Also, we do have a keychain, a country keychain, from one of the country artists out there. And also, we have a calendar on a frog calendar, if you like frogs. We have that for 2026, if you can identify this creature.
Does anybody really like frogs?
What creature makes that sound? I'll give you a hint, because it could be almost anything. This creature's tongue can be twice the length of its body and could snatch a prey in less than 0.07 seconds. What creature is it? 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. That is the number to call with your guesses on what creature makes that sound. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call if you think you know what it is. Take a shot. You could be wrong. You could be right. But either way, you play the game. It's like the lottery. You play, you know, you win, you lose. Things happen. So, 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Do you guys eat oysters, by the way?
No.
No, never.
So how do you really feel about them?
Disgusting.
You know, I like clams, but I like clams when they're cooked. And for my whole life, I figured I was allergic to them, but it turns out that I'm not. Because I ate some recently. The last time I had them, I was fine. The time before that, I was with my sister, and I was fine. And but oysters, it just reminds me of snot.
The fact that that's what people describe it as, that eat it.
Yes.
That it's like snot.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. That does not sound enjoyable. The flavor cannot overpower the texture. There's absolutely no way. And texture, it's all about texture for me. Oh. Something could taste delicious, and if its texture is yucky, I can't do it.
I'm super texture eater.
Yeah, but cannot.
It's also like, you know, we eat things. We eat cows, people do, and, you know, pigs and stuff like that. But oysters, just not on my menu. Same with snail.
It's an aphrodisiac.
Escargot.
I love escargot.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah.
I do.
Not me.
But it's got to be done right.
Lexi got quiet.
It has to be really clean.
I don't even eat eggs, John.
Yeah, well, that's true.
I'm not eating snails.
Hey, we're going to go out to Mike. I didn't see him on there. Mike, we had a little thing going on with audio. But Mike in Oregon, you have some advice for Leva.
I do. Can you hear me okay?
The mic is yours, Mike.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we hear you great.
Okay, I just wanted to say, you know, I was listening to that woman, and she was really sad about her loss of her pet. Mm-hmm. And I had two cats I lost. They got hit by cars like 2 years in a row, and it was devastating. And I gave all my cat toys away and thought I'd never get a cat again because it was just so painful. And finally, I decided to get one, and then I got another one. And my point is, I wish I had not waited so long. And it helped with the grief. I mean, that doesn't go away. You know, I still think about my other cats, and it's pretty darn sad. But if you, my older brother, he lost his dog, and he got another dog, like, within a week. And I was like, oh, that's just kind of disrespectful, and you should have waited and mourned. And
but it's I
agree.
Yeah, each person has to deal with it as they do, but we got to take a break. Mike, if you want to hold on, you're welcome to, but I agree with you. You're saving a life. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought health care to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X, and that's SCOE 10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-824-7094. 800-824-7094. That's 800-824-7094.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today. And that's SCOE number 10X.
Hello? Hello? Is anyone there?
What a melon meow meow.
So, back to Mike real quick. Mike was saying that it was a good idea to actually, and I appreciate that, Mike, for that comment. And, you know, it is actually important that, you know, people do it on their own time. But I like the good thing about adopting and saving a life and moving on from there and creating all those new memories and not replacing the old ones. So you're absolutely right on that, Mike. We're going to go out to Amy in Oregon, and Amy has a guess. Amy, it sounds like this. What do you think, Amy?
Would that be a rattlesnake?
A rattlesnake.
We got a learning disability here.
That would be a no. I'll give you one. I'll give you one more guess, though. But it is a reptile.
Close on the right track.
So, and if you don't get it, I've got to move to Jason. So, what do you think? Take another shot. A what?
I'm sure it's not an alligator. I'm not sure.
Think small.
My mind's blank. I can't.
All right. Well,
snake? Any type of snake?
Well, that's a general one, but I would say...
Missed it by that much.
Incorrect.
Well, thanks
for trying, Amy.
Yeah, thank you for your time.
We'll see if Jason knows. Jason in Oregon. Jason, what do you think it is?
I'm going to guess a lizard, specifically a chameleon.
Get out of town.
What?
Wow.
Okay, so you're absolutely correct, which I'm a little shocked, but maybe...
I didn't get it.
did you know because the tongue is, like, so much larger than the lizard itself?
I had a friend that had a chameleon, and I don't remember the tongue being... longer than the body, but it was pretty darn long when it stuck it out. So,
My next hint was going to be they changed colors, and that would have gave it away. But
sure.
You got it before that, so congratulations. What do you want to go with? We have the Pets book. We have the SCOE 10X, which is the odor eliminator. Got a collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets. We do have the dog treats from Good Pets Foods. I've got a keychain more on the woman's side for Coffee Mom. And also we have a pen from Kansas City, right?
Correct.
Is that what's there? And we have that. We have a calendar on frogs, if you want a frog calendar for this year.
Let's go with the dog mom keychain.
The dog mom keychain is coming out to you.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, John. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Anytime, Jason. Thank you.
Happy New Year.
You too. Happy New Year. Right. Good to hear from you in Oregon. So he was correct, and he's going with the keychain, which is cool.
Very cute.
And it's all I need is coffee and my dog.
Aww.
And that's going out to Jason in Oregon. So, Lexi, you have a story for us, don't you?
I don't, nope.
Yes, you do. I think you do. I think you were going to tell us a story.
Bridget Bardot, who died at 91, is remembered not only as a film icon, but as one of the world's most high-profile animal rights activists. After retiring from acting at 39, she decided the second half of her life almost entirely to defending animals, using her global fame to draw attention to cruelty and abuse. Her activism gained international attention in the late 1970s when she campaigned against the killing of baby seals, famously appearing with seal pups and speaking before the European Council to condemn seal hunting. In 1986, she founded the Brigitte Bardot Foundation, which became a famous force in animal welfare, supporting campaigns against fur farming, trophy hunting, animal experimentation, inhumane slaughter practices, and the mistreatment of domestic and wild animals. Bardot often said she had given her beauty and youth to cinema and her wisdom and experience to animals. She sold personal possessions, including jewelry and her beloved Saint Tropez home, to fund her foundation's work. Her advocacy extended globally, criticizing leaders and governments over policies involving animal cruelty, including seal hunts, ritual slaughter, and elephant trophy imports. Her uncompromising stance made her a polarizing figure, while widely praised for bringing unprecedented visibility to animal suffering. She was also repeatedly fined in France for inflammatory remarks, related to her criticism of religious slaughter practices. Bardot insisted she was not political, maintaining that all of her actions were motivated by the defense of animals. Despite controversy, her legacy in animal welfare is enduring. Bardot transformed celebrity activism by making animal protection her life's mission, leaving behind a foundation that continues to campaign for stronger animal rights and more humane treatment worldwide. Visit TalkingPets.com for more animals and join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
This is her singing.
Yeah, I see that. Everybody, I said her last name, right?
Right?
But my baby don't love nobody but me.
Nobody but me.
Everybody wants my baby. But my baby don't want nobody but me. That's plain to see. I am his sweet pet goody and he is my loving man.
So I never knew that she was a singer, but she actually sings a lot. Like, this is like one of the only English songs I could find.
Oh, is she French?
Yeah. So a lot of French songs is what she sings. But when I was at the Genesis Awards in California, Gretchen Weiler, you know, God rest her soul, she created that award show. And it was so celebrity-based. That's where I met amazing celebrities from A to D, you might say, lists. And so, and Brigitte Bardot ended up being one of the awards that Gretchen put out there. It was the Brigitte Bardot Award on her behalf, Bardot, because she really has done so many things for animals. It's amazing. And you kind of wouldn't think so, but, she has. And, it's pretty amazing because I think she was kind of politically, and maybe that's what you said, on the maybe a little bit more conservative side?
She wasn't political. She said everything was driven by the animals.
Right.
Yeah, with the animal. Okay, yeah, with the animal aspect.
I was surprised that she stopped acting so young. I didn't
39,
realize.
I think it was.
I didn't realize it was that young.
Well, she made enough money. She had a lot of movies.
Yes.
And, of course,
well,
music and everything else. And then she started working for the animals. So,
well, that's like Tippi Hedren, you know?
Yeah. Tippi's in the 90s now. Yeah. So, yeah, she's been out there a long time, too.
And Linda Blair, she does so much.
Yeah, Linda's a sweetie. She might be listening, for all I know. But once again, thanks for listening in this hour of Talking Pets. And don't forget, you can also listen on Facebook Live at Talking Pets Radio. Now that you can hear it, I had the wrong feed put in. So, bye for now.
Bye, y'all.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.